Welcome to day four of the Happy Feminist Challenge. The last couple of days, we've been talking about how to experience more happiness as an emotion in our bodies on a day-to-day level. We've been learning about pleasure and rest and how both of those things are required to actually experience the emotion of happiness, that physical sensation in our bodies that's temporary but delightful. Today and tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the second kind of happiness, that bigger picture happiness that we really use to mean fulfilled, content with our life, kind of living the life that we want to live, the kind of life we don't think we'll regret when we die. That's a big statement, but that's really what it's about. It's about living our life with intention and purpose and fulfillment. That's also a big topic, but we are going to be working today and tomorrow on two of the kind of core skills and experiences you need in order to have that kind of happiness. This is absolutely a crucial feminist project because in addition to being personally important for you in your life, society depends on women not doing this. Society is built on women sublimating themselves to everyone else around them and not thinking about what their values are, what their priorities are, who they want to be. And society has taught us that we need to play small, that safety for women comes from never wanting too much, never asking for too much, never thinking too well of themselves, and never putting ourselves out there. These are lessons that I have worked very hard in my own life to overcome as somebody who lives in a public life, especially in a fat body, somebody who is now a New York Times bestselling author who has put my work out there in such a much bigger, bolder way. So I know firsthand how important that is to a fulfilling life, not being a New York Times bestseller, doing things that scare you, but that you can be proud of yourself for, playing bigger than you've been trained to, overcoming the voices in your head that tell you to keep yourself small, because that is how society has programmed you to think. So today we're talking about and working on self-confidence. And I think most of us misunderstand self-confidence. We think that self-confidence is sort of the absence of insecurity or the absence of anxiety. And so when we're trying to feel confident about something, we basically look at our negative, anxious, insecure, self-critical thoughts. And then we think like, if those just went away, then I would feel confident. But I actually believe that self-confidence comes from a very unlikely place. And that is self-compassion. I think that self-confidence comes from self-compassion because self-confidence is really about feeling brave enough to put ourselves out there. And the only way we can feel brave enough to put ourselves out there when it's a true fact of the world that some people may judge us or there may be repercussions to those actions, the only way we can feel safe doing that is when we have our own self-compassion, our own self-acceptance, and a belief in our own resilience and our own ability to handle any challenges that come up and to take care of ourselves. So I don't think that self-confidence is just an absence of anxiety or an absence of insecurity. I think it stems from, it flows from, it naturally arises from a relationship with yourself where you have self-compassion and self-acceptance. Think about it this way. If you know that your brain is going to beat you up no matter what, you are never going to feel confident doing anything because you are always going to be worried that you're going to think and feel badly about yourself as soon as you try to do it. And that's true because that's how society has trained you to think about yourself. But if you knew that your thoughts about yourself were always going to be supportive and loving and compassionate, then you would feel brave enough to go out and try new things. Just think about attachment theory with kids and their caregivers, right? Children who feel supported and accepted and safe are much more willing to go away from their parent, try new activities, talk to new people, knowing they can come home if they stumble or have trouble to a safe home. That's what we need to be for ourselves, whether or not we had that growing up. If we want to feel confident now, which we have to in order to create a bigger life, we have to develop that self-compassion. So that's your exercise for today. It's to work on more self-compassionate thoughts. You can do this in conjunction with something that you want to feel more confident about. So for instance, if you want to feel more confident in wearing a certain outfit, you can work on a thought that's really specific to that outfit. If you want to feel more confident in bring up your ideas in a meeting. You can work on a thought where you give yourself that self-compassion, that approval for even trying to bring up your ideas in a meeting, or where you at least have decided ahead of time that no matter what people say in the meeting or how you feel, you're not going to then beat yourself up for it. Or you can work on a kind of more general self-compassionate thought. One of my favorite thoughts that I often teach is the thought, how human of me, which I learned from Judith Hansen Lassiter, who's a yoga teacher and Buddhist teacher, meditation teacher. And I love this thought for self-compassion. It is like the shortest shortcut to self-compassion. No matter what it is that your brain is beating you up about, you can just add the words, how human of me. I yelled at my kids, how human of me. I felt insecure and said something awkward. How human of me, right? When we connect to our own humanity, we are bridging the gap, right? Shame and insecurity come from feeling different, less than, apart from everyone else. When we affirm our own humanity to ourselves, we put ourselves back in relation to other people, to being a human, to being part of a group, to being accepted, not being ostracized in our own minds. So if you don't have anything specific you want to practice on, then definitely practice how human of me today as much as you can every time your brain says something negative to you. If you do have something specific you want to practice on, then come and share your thought in the Facebook group or come get ideas for what you can think. The main thing is whatever that area is that you want to feel more confident in, we're not trying to believe that you are already the best and amazing at it. That doesn't work. It's too far for your brain to go. We just want to make sure that we are paying attention to how we talk to ourselves about that area. So if you were wanting to feel more confident in speaking up in a meeting, you know right now that the reason you don't speak up is that you then start thinking, maybe that was stupid. What are they all thinking? I can't believe I messed up that idea. No one understood what I was saying. Maybe that was a stupid idea. So instead, you would decide to think something like, I'm proud of myself for doing something scary. I think it's useful to practice saying my ideas, even if it doesn't come out right the first time, right? Something that is more self-compassionate than what you're currently thinking. So that is your assignment for today. Practice some self-compassion, either using the how human of me thought or a thought you come up with yourself or both. And just notice how it helps you show up in a different way and how you may feel a little more confident, not in the sense of magically thinking you're amazing at everything yet, but in the sense of not feeling quite so scared to fail because you know that you have your own back in a slightly better way.